Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
Many forecasts for Bloomington here on the 17th day of June. Happy Wednesday. Captain Steve Kellums is here. Is that true?
It is true. And I'm wondering if we're going to do weather for inside the studio or outside.
Both.
Okay.
Hot and warm and hot. Feels good. 84 outside does feel like 84 because there's only 33% humidity.
That's the good part. Yeah.
So it is nice and warm. And from now until it stretches out here until 7 p.m., 84 right along. And of course, without the 5%, we have to have the 5% chance of rain.
Well, of course.
We can't just have zero anymore. That would be way, way too silly. You were the last man in. How is it? It's nice out, isn't it?
It's nice out, yeah. I'm not complaining at all. It does feel like summer. It's warm, but as you said, with the humidity down, it's not cloying or sticky or anything like that.
There wasn't any twinge of cool today, though, like in the shade or anything.
No. It feels like summer, but it feels like the good part of summer.
And guess what's coming?
Yeah.
That's a freight train of summer
rolling
down the tracks. Why? Well, 87 tomorrow will be just fine. Again, east-northeast wind doesn't suggest it's going to be boiling hot. Friday, 91 and 67. Saturday, 93 and 71 as we welcome summer officially. What, 544? I can't remember what day.
That sounds about right.
Somewhere in there. Yeah. It'll be hot. And then afternoon thunderstorms, a 60% chance on Sunday, 88 and 68. We'll do a little rain dance for those. The lawn in the afternoon is looking a little tan.
It is getting a little dry. About time for us to get some water for those grasses because what was bright and green a couple of days ago is starting to fade a little bit.
We can't go an entire month without any rain. And right now we've already put 16 days in at 0.39. And then it doesn't matter what the last 7 days have been. That's the last 16 days. So there we go. Updated forecast, live radar, find it all at WGCLradio.com. All right. Every Wednesday, we check in with Indiana University, and the director of media relations is our great friend, Dr. Chuck. Are you there? I got stuck in the middle there. I couldn't find a joke to get out of it, so I just had to push my way through. And again, 23 perfect games in the history of baseball. We've snapped ours early.
It's like
when the guy first pitch of the game gives up the home run. There goes a no hitter.
It makes
sense.
There goes
the shutout. Yeah. There goes
no
the
more
perfect
pressure.
Game. No, not at all.
Asked off one day, and it said it would be partly Sonix. I simply had an X at the end instead of a Y, and the machine was prone to do that. It would drop letters, in particular ones, it would spell out something you didn't want to read on the air. But this one, I read the forecast as partly Sonix and said, I don't question it, I just read it.
Yeah, that's right, folks. It's not my forecast. I'm just passing it along.
Not a meteorologist.
No, and I don't even play one on the radio either. And I know Chuck Carney doesn't because he's way too busy. We have Chuck on Zoom today, and every time I see Chuck in a jacket and tie, and I assume it's a suit and tie, that means you've been busy today. Tell us what got started this afternoon. You had some seminars going on.
Yeah, so we have been very well using our Zoom license at IU, and among the things we've been doing recently is a series of webinars, and these will be some that will be viewable, some with a login if you're an IU student, a faculty or staff, but others will be just generally available. So today at noon, we had one that's part of a series on keeping IU healthy, and this one was on testing, tracing, isolation, and resurgence planning, which is a long title, but basically to talk about the things that we're going to do to keep everybody healthy once we do have students back and classes going on campus. That one is available right now on broadcast.iu.edu. It's already up. And that, I think, people will find informative, even if they're not a part of IU, it will just be informative if you live around here to know what we're doing as far as keeping everybody safe. Now, last Friday, we had a provost town hall with Provost Robel, and this was something that was also to address various issues relating to the campus reopening. That one is available on the provost website if you have a login for IU. But also there was a public safety, race and racial inequity town hall Tuesday afternoon. That was a 2-hour discussion, and that will be available coming up on the Healthy IU website. And that one really delved into the issues that we're all looking very deeply at right now regarding racial diversity, particularly at IU and throughout the IU system, but things that we all need to be thinking about.
And Chuck Carney is our guest this afternoon. I'm trying to access these, and we're back to the no internet thing
again.
Comes up. That's not good to see, but we trust it's there and ready to go. Kellums, your wife works over at Indiana University.
She does. She was watching a lot of those webinars this afternoon, but the big question that popped into my head and I had was, when are we going to start seeing those workers coming back to IU? I know that we're talking about IU reopening, but you've got to get those people doing all the work back there before that. And what might it look like with them coming back to work?
Well, yeah, and one quick thing before I forgot to mention that tomorrow there is also one other webinar, and that's with our Vice President for Capital Facilities and Planning, Tom Morrison, to talk about how the physical setup will help support employees as well and students. So we are entering into July, the second phase of operations. And so for many people, that won't be any change whatsoever. But faculty and staff will be expected to work remotely whenever possible. That's one of the reasons you see me here on Zoom right now. I'm working from home. Some employees who were not able to work remotely will now be permitted to return to campus with the authorization of their unit head, and that begins also on July 1st. And so that's how we're starting to phase this in and bring people back to campus and start to do some things that will allow them to begin work in a much more sort of back to normal way. Now, employees are being asked to electronically sign a community responsibility acknowledgement before returning to campus. And I've done this, it takes a few seconds literally, and it's essentially an affirmation that you're going to take the steps that are necessary to keep everybody safe. And it goes through a lot of these things. And that is just something that we're asking everyone to do so that we can be aware of those things. But also, it makes everybody sort of sit and literally think about it as you electronically sign your name on the dotted line, that you have more than just a passing reason to take these things seriously.
And I think we're seeing that as well with the athletics. We saw the football coming back. They had to sign some pledge or something else. That's starting to make its way around everything else. Yeah, you got to be serious about it, Chuck. And we've talked about the calendar with the shell of what the academic year is going to be. When is the next update on that? Is there going to be another update on that? Or are we kind of locked into what that is?
Well, there will be a lot of updates about a lot of different things that will be coming up. The calendar is relatively set. Now, one of the things you will hear about more is how we're going to move people back into on-campus residences. And I can tell you just as a preview of that, it's going to be done over a fairly lengthy period of time, relatively. In other words, we're not trying to get everybody here all at the same time. So that's still being worked out, but that will be that'll be answered in the coming days. Now, one of the things you guys hear me point to our websites all the time, but I do point back to the fall2020.iu.edu website. We did release on Friday a return to campus guide, and that has about 20 pages of what the details are that you need to know about returning to campus. And it has this phased reentry plan as well, and also these things that you need to do to keep everybody safe. So I would encourage people to go to that and read it over, because it does have a lot of answers to these questions.
And one of those we pointed out earlier in the week is you're going to wear a face mask on campus from now until at least February. So that's the last segment in that. So that's going to be part of the deal. Chuck, you talked about a signed electronic agreement for staff. How about for students?
And there will be one for students as well. And that's going to be not just IU Bloomington, of course, with all the IU campuses. And again, it's just a thing where we really want to make sure that students are aware of the things that they need to do to keep everyone safe, namely themselves, but also that they're going to take a real commitment to do this, because it is absolutely true. And we talked about a lot of this in the webinar today. You know, we are truly in this together in a way that you can really point to almost nothing else like it. So it's going to depend on us to make sure that we're able to continue in the ways that we want to and return to something that is a bit normal.
A bit, depending on your definition of a bit. But right, that's it. We want everyone to be safe. We want people to make sure they respect others. We want, and then the other question we had, yeah, it's great that people are on campus, as you talked about, manipulating the dorms and everything else for it. The question that people have asked me is, how are you going to do this with the off-campus apartments? It doesn't matter. If you're a student, you're a student. You still have to sign things, right? And you still have to play by the rules. Maybe not in your apartment. We'd love you to, but what can you do there, Chuck?
Well, I mean, we strongly advise and encourage, and we are really relying on students in signing that pledge that they're going to do the things that they need to do to keep themselves and others healthy. It's really going to be key. And while there has been some emphasis on the idea that younger people are less susceptible to the virus, it's not 100%. There was a student, I believe, at Eastern Michigan University or Central Michigan University very early on in this who succumbed to this, and it's not unprecedented. And of course, we do know that young people can be carriers. So it is something that we are encouraging students to do to as much for anybody else. You know, it's just like wearing the masks in a store. And I am one who I don't go into a store if I don't have one. It's just something that everybody's going to have to do. And I would emphasize, too, that students will be receiving two masks apiece from IU, so that when they are on campus and in the IU facilities where they will be required to wear these masks, that they will do that. And so we're helping them out with some of this. But of course, in the end, it is going to be some personal responsibility. And it's a privilege to be at IU. It's not something that is just handed out. And so we expect our students to respond in that way to protect that privilege.
Is it BYOM otherwise, Chuck? If I bring a bunch of masks that I've had from home, I can use those too, correct?
You can.
Okay,
absolutely.
Yeah, I want to make sure that's clear. Sure. It's not, yeah, it's not sure the N94s covered. Or whatever you got. No, just have a right. Face covering, please.
Right.
Please, 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 please. Chuck Carney, the doctor, the director of media relations for Indiana University, joins us every Wednesday. Three big things at Indiana University. And one of the bigger ones we saw earlier this week was renaming the old Hyper Building for Bill Garrett. And that might not be the last renaming of buildings we'll see here on campus because, well, history is history, and sometimes we have to revise it.
It is. And in the climate in which we're in, and I would back up only to say that this is obviously something that has come up before, where we have had students and alumni and others who have questioned the naming of buildings for certain people. In the case of what is now the Bill Garrett Fieldhouse, that was once named for Ora Wildermuth. Ora Wildermuth was a former IU trustee from Northwest Indiana, who held some pretty despicable racist views. And so his name was taken off. Bill Garrett's was added after some period of time in which there was no name, and that was done. Now, as a part of that, President McRobbie announced last Friday at the IU trustees meeting that there would be a continuing review of all IU facilities and looking at the names on those facilities. And it's done in the name of not just what we're going through right now, but really in the name of what's right. How do students, faculty, and staff feel about entering a building with a certain name on it? And the one that came up and President McRobbie mentioned was the building that's named after David Starr Jordan, and there are also other areas that have the Jordan name. He was associated with the eugenics movement in the 1900s, earlier than that, in the 1800s, and moved on to Stanford after he was here. But that has been something that's come up before. I believe there's an active petition, so that's going to be considered top of the list. But along with that, we'll be looking at all the names. And that's not an easy task, and I realize that some may be wondering exactly, you know, why are we doing this in particular? Well, if it is something where students don't feel safe to do the educational mission because they feel like this is reminding them of something that has approval, a tacit approval by having this name on there, then that's a problem for us. Our mission is to educate, and we're going to take a look at these matters.
Is it the trustees, the board of trustees, that makes the final decision on whether something is unnamed, renamed, changed named?
Yeah, it's ultimately a trustees vote. They would be the ones who would have to approve this. The naming committee would make a recommendation, and then we would the trustees would then take that up.
Dr. Chuck Carney checking in with us here. Three big things at IU on Wednesday afternoon. And as we get through the summer, the historic online summer school numbers, where are we in the summer school calendar? Because you told us a while ago that those numbers, you haven't seen like that before.
Yeah, we have big numbers for our summer programs, which, as everybody probably remembers, is all online. And so that's not unexpected in some ways, because everybody is trying to figure out what they're going to do with their changed summer, many of the students at home. And that's continuing on. Now, we are looking at the numbers that have come in regarding our fall enrollments, so far we're encouraged by what we see, and so right now enrollment looks pretty decent.
And the old days, and I hate saying that, but it's true, used to have 6 week summer school, take a little break, 8 weeks of summer school. Now what are we doing? We got one big summer school kind of.
It sort of varies. There are some classes that you can do two full 8 week semesters, I think. And then there are some classes that might take up the entire summer. I know in the graduate classes that I took, there were a few different options. So there are some different ways to skin the cat, so to speak. And I don't recommend actually doing that.
No, it's harder than it looks.
Yes. But that along with all the other options, my own daughter taking a class online from Ivy Tech this summer. There are a lot of possibilities out there and a lot of students taking advantage of the time they've got.
All right, my friend. Great job as always. fall2020.iu.edu for the 20-page packet of information, and news.iu.edu as well. Try to stay cool this weekend, my friend.
I will try. I'm going to work on the dirt that is my yard.
We hope it gets watered as well before you plant anything. Great job as always, Chuck. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.